It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Sean Duffy.
I'm Harris Faulkner.
I'm Ben Domenech, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Friday, April 19th, 2024. I'm John Saucier. The Middle East and entire world are on high alert after Israel went back at Iran with a military strike inside their territory. The White House says they don't want to see a wider war than what's already happening in Gaza. Israel, though, able to show Iran that they aren't playing around.
A stern message to Iran's military that even their top facilities are vulnerable to superior Israeli military power.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Israel allegedly takes out Iranian military leaders in Syria. Iran counters with a failed drone and missile strike inside Israel. And now we have an Israeli attack inside Iran. High stakes right now in the Middle East and a lot of people around the world, especially White House officials who are hoping this doesn't get any worse.
By targeting the Esfahan air base area, Israel sent a very powerful message to Iran.
We're talking today with Dr. Rebecca Grant, president of Iris Independent Research. They specialize in defense and aerospace research and consulting.
You may not see a lot of rubble or damage, but what Iran has learned is that Israel can get through Iran's air defenses, that they can go after Iran's air defenses to destroy them, and that Israel pretty much has the ability to march into that airspace. This time it looks like it was done with missiles and perhaps some unmanned aircraft, but it really tells you that Israel is able to put weapons anywhere they want to on Iranian targets. I think two reasons. One, of course, hitting at night to minimize casualties. Also, the symmetry of attacking Esfahan since Israel's air bases had been attacked, keeping it a legitimate military target. But a stern message to Iran's military that even their top facilities are vulnerable to superior Israeli military power.
And Dr. Ray, this facility in particular has nuclear implications as well. Can you talk about that, but also why that might also be a message from Israel?
Yes, the Esfahan area has a lot in addition to the airbase, missile factory, drone factory reported. And of course, Iran's nuclear facilities are really spread throughout the country. But the direct message here is that Israel can reach Iranian nuclear targets if necessary. And that just reinforces the point of trying to contain and isolate Iran and suppress any further Iranian strikes on Israel.
Yeah, especially when you contrast it with Iran's strike against Israel. They sent a number of drones and missiles in, most of which were shot down by Israel and its partners. Now, this was also kind of highly publicized. It seems like everyone knew Iran was going to be shooting those missiles at that time, and they were all shot down. If you're Iran, how are you feeling about this right now, where your missiles are shot down, but Israel was able to get into your country? Do you think there is another response coming from Iran next, Dr. Grant?
Well, Iran is 0-2 of failed attack on Israel, and now a complete Israeli penetration of Iranian airspace. So I think Iran is going to cool it for the moment, but they are a danger for sure. They will not stop with the terrorism. They will not stop with the illicit nuclear activities. And of course, China will continue to prop them up with oil purchases.
All right, let's discuss the other major war going on, the invasion of Ukraine by Russia. This thing has slogged on for a long time. You and I have done many podcasts about this war. Let's just start with a general assessment. Where are we in this war right now? Things, at least most latest reports, don't seem great for Ukraine.
The biggest report now is that Ukraine's top intelligence general has narrowed it down and says that he expects a Russian offensive to take place in June. The front lines still stretch about 800 miles. Ukraine, of course, pushed Russia back really well and the Russian forces have moved forward a little bit, but they're nowhere near where they were in 2022. That said, there are still a lot of Russian forces in Ukraine, and much more concerning, Russia's military is actually bigger now than it was in 2022. And the Supreme Allied Commander in Europe, General Kavoli, was just testifying this week and told us that Russia has been able to rebuild a lot of its weapons arsenal. Of course, they have a $1 billion deal to buy drones and other munitions from Iran, and North Korea is helping them, and China supporting the whole thing yet again. So we're at a very crucial junction in Ukraine. There's still a lot that Ukraine can do. Ukraine can still win this, but they really now do need the aid in order to face this expected Russian attack coming in the June timeframe.
Yeah, and that aid is really being stalled in Congress right now as the United States is trying to figure out how they want to do their foreign spending, maybe break it up between Israel, Ukraine, and the Indo-Pacific, maybe lump it all together. While they're figuring it out, though, Dr. Grant, tough situation on the battlefield. We had reports about very low ammunition for Ukrainian soldiers. That's still a thing as far as your assessment goes?
Yes, that's correct. And we know that Russia fires ammunition at about five times the rate. And with a battlefield that's so big and without significant air power to counteract that, then the munition supplies are very important. We are seeing some movement on the Hill. A couple crucial votes will be coming up. I think the strong intelligence estimates and the CIA director who said that we don't want Russia to win this in 2024, I think this is going to move some of the members, and I'd hope to see that get passed. But there's no question that the battlefield situation is pretty urgent right now. Remember, this really is year three of the war for Ukraine, and they still have to not only defend against Russia, but go and do enough of a counterattack to take back their own territory in order to have any sort of potential for a lasting peace agreement and security for Ukraine and really for all of Europe.
How do you think the morale is with the Ukrainian military? I've read a report recently that they were lowering the age to conscript people into the military in Ukraine down to 25. Does Zelensky still have full support from his country there? Do you have any sense of how Ukraine is doing right now as far as that goes?
Yes, he does. It's very tough on Ukraine, but make no mistake, they have said over and over that they will fight till the very last person. And I think that they will do that. They are still committed to fighting Russia, no question.
We're taking today to update you on the major wars going on in the world right now, but there's another story which caught our eye this week. Two men have been arrested in Germany, accused of being Russian spies. We're on today with Dr. Rebecca Grant. She's the president of Iris Independent Research, specializing in defense and aerospace research and consulting. Ahead, she'll tell us why not only Germany is very concerned about this, but also why the entire Western world needs to take note. Much more coming your way next. Curious story, Dr. Grant, out of Germany. Two men arrested for spying for Russia. And these guys were looking at German U.S. military bases. What do you know about this story? And is it being underreported right now?
This is an interesting story right out of the Cold War, when the Soviet Union used to plant Spetsnaz special forces around Germany to harass German and U.S. military forces. This is quite a serious matter. The German foreign minister has spoken to her Russian counterpart. The Russians denied everything. But this is why there are concerns in Germany about the resurgence of Russia, and even planning in Germany to be ready to defend in case there is a Russian attack somewhere other than in Ukraine. Everybody near that eastern border, Poland, Germany, all the others really share this fear. They are planning long term for Russia. And again, as our Supreme Allied Commander there said recently, no matter what happens in Ukraine, Russia is going to be lethal and angry for generations. And this spy story, believe it's true, and it's designed to try to scare the Germans and push back foreign aid.
Yeah, and aid was directly targeted, apparently, according to this story, where these spies reportedly, I don't know what you've heard about this, Dr. Grant, preparing a bombing to try and undermine German aid to Ukraine. Do you have any more details on that?
Yes, well, there's a lot that's going on there, and they're also looking a little bit at the U.S. bases there. Of course, there are Ukrainian soldiers being trained right now in Germany by NATO allies. And so this is an attempt by the Russians to shake their fist in that direction direction. Now, the good news is this is a very well-known scenario, and our U.S. military forces and, of course, the Germans are hyper alert to this type of Russian activity. They saw it all during the Cold War of the infiltration and the spy networks. So it's something that our U.S. military forces and our German partners are able to cope with, but definitely tells you the Russians are very serious.
Dr. Rebecca Grant, president of Iris Independent Research, always great to speak with you and good to get not only an update, but detailed updates on some of these conflicts, which really are right before our eyes, shaping the future of the world we live in. Dr. Grant, thanks for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.